It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are going to focus on Calaveras County government this morning, and we're pleased to be joined by the chairwoman of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, Amanda Fullendorf. Supervisor Fullendorf, it is great to have you on with us here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to talking to you and our community.
Well, I'm going to point out first that you made history during your time in political office back in 2018. You became the first deaf woman to serve as mayor in the United States, which is very cool to have that history made here locally. And you were also the youngest mayor ever in Angels Camp. You're now serving on the Board of Supervisors. Because this is radio, I'll point out, and you can't see us in studio, that we do have an interpreter here doing sign language who's helping with the interview. So thank you to her as well this morning. Jumping right into things, Supervisor Fullendorf, you know, tell us about your background and how you got involved with politics.
Well, I'm from Angels Camp, you know, born and raised, graduated from Bret Harte. Getting involved in politics was a natural step. My father was involved in the city council for a number of decades. My mother was involved with the Calaveras Visitors Bureau along with other community groups. And my uncle was involved with the Farm Bureau, the Calaveras Fair, and other groups as well. So it's just a natural step in being involved. My sister and I were raised in the philosophy that giving back and participating in your community is something that we need to do. So it just was a natural step to do.
So how would you say the experience was serving as mayor of Angels Camp?
It was a wonderful experience. You know, we had a really great team of staff. I was also fortunate to work with great leaders on the council that we really accomplished a lot. And it just was an amazing synergy during those years working together. And I look back and those years were some of the highlights of why I really enjoy working in local government.
You know, what were some of the big issues in the city during your time as mayor and on the council?
At that time, it was fiscal reserves. We were on the verge of a financial collapse, and the city council and staff, as well as our community, worked together to get the city on a path where we could be fiscally sound. It was a lot of work over multiple years to get to a point where the city could then support the services that the citizens expected. And just recently, as of 2021, the city was one of the top in the state of being fiscally sound. So the success over a number of years starting at that time till now really proved to be a success of all the hard work that not only the city council, but staff and community alike came together.
So what was the thought process then in deciding to run for Board of Supervisors?
It was actually really a difficult decision. I really was enjoying my time at the city with the leaders I was working with, both on the council and city staff. But it was also a time that needed to step up and make sure that that district was getting the proper represented at the county level. And so with the support of not only my colleagues at the council, but also the community, I was encouraged and felt confident in running for the Board of Supervisors, which now I'm honored and privileged to be serving at.
Yeah, now serving as board chair throughout this year. You know, for anybody who's unfamiliar, what is kind of the role of the board chair?
The role of the board chair really is to manage the meeting. But there are a lot of processes that most people aren't aware that we in the background that you see. So one of the biggest things is being a point person for staff, ensuring that board goals as an entirety is continuing to be on the agenda, making sure that staff is understanding where the board direction as an entirety is going. And it's really just to help facilitate. At the end of the day, it's really the five of us that are working together to accomplish those goals.
Your specific district, too, as a supervisor, generally, where does it cover?
Well, with the redistricting, when I first ran, it covered from Vallecito to Copperopolis at the county line out to Salt Springs. With the redistricting, I lost Vallecito, Salt Springs Valley, up to Highway 4. So now it's primarily the City of Angels, the incorporated area of Angels Camp, along with Copperopolis.
And you've been serving as board chair since the start of this year. What would you say are the biggest issues and challenges facing Calaveras County right now?
I think one of the biggest issues is employee retention. You know, constituents, the public expect a certain level of service. And with eyes everywhere going on, not only in Calaveras County, but statewide, nationwide, is the workforce. And trying to retain and recruit employees to work for us has been proven difficult to be effective in accomplishing and getting work done at a board level. And so I think it's just knowing that with that perspective of what constituents are expecting from the board as well as our own staff, just remember we're struggling as well to get things done with the staffing shortage. But we're working and collaborating with staff. The board is committing to investing and ensuring that we are doing everything we can for that retention and recruitment. But at the end of the day, it's just, I think we're seeing a different way of how individuals like their work-life balance.
I also want to ask you a little bit about the issue of workforce housing and the shortage, you know, locally in Calaveras County. Tuolumne County has similar challenges when it comes to workforce housing. You know, is there anything that can be done at the county level to kind of address that issue?
I think housing is an interesting topic because it's very complex. I think most viewpoints is that local government can just turn on a switch and invite development in to build or provide these things. But with the underlining, at least in Calaveras County, is the issue of infrastructure. And how can we improve the infrastructure so we're able to promote or support those type of endeavors? And while there are grant funds and other mechanisms for housing, for purchasing or rehabilitating other properties to make housing, at the end of the day, it comes down to infrastructure. We have, especially in rural California, our special districts, especially water and sewer, just don't have the capacity or the infrastructure to support what the expectation is of the public. And so how do we partner with those special districts to ensure that we have the capacity for developers to adequately build and support those needs? So, you know, if that can be tackled, I think it allows more flexibility for local government, county and city alike, to promote those things. I'm lucky that in my district specifically, we have Habitat coming in. So that's one step in the right direction for the county, especially the city, that they're working on providing that workforce housing. But it was many years of working, and the biggest struggle was infrastructure. And so I think that needs to be recognized and needs to be supported and advocated at the state level and the legislation to support not only the county but the special districts, because we are separate entities as a whole. But the collaboration with the support of the state would go a long way in accomplishing a lot of that.
Yeah, being a smaller county with those various districts and needing more infrastructure, that seems like a really big topic and a big challenge.
Yes, it is. It is, because you know, I just look at Calaveras alone. You know, you've got how many different small infrastructures, as well as, you know, you've got wells and septic and those things. And just, it's very complex. It's a very diverse issue that each district is struggling with, and developers are dealing with, and how do we come together to weave all of those issues at the various levels to accomplish that? It's just going to take a lot of dialogue and positive but constructive dialogue to get that done.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors, Amanda Fullendorf, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.